Of course, it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand South African cricket fans have reason to cheer.
Kim, South Africa is celebrating one of its greatest ever cricket victories. The Proteas of South Africa scored a dominant 9-wicket victory over Sri Lanka Wednesday in Sydney, Australia, to advance for the first time to the semifinals of the Cricket World Cup. The South Africans will play either New Zealand or the West Indies in a semifinal match March 24th in Auckland. On Wednesday in Sydney, the South Africans dismissed Sri Lanka for 133 and then took just 18 overs to knock off the runs for the loss of 1 wicket. The captain of the Proteas, A.B. de Villiers, praised his spinners for the way they bowled to the Sri Lankans, who are one of the better batting sides against spin. South Africa's Pakistan-born spinner Imran Tahir claimed 4 wickets for 26, mowed down Sri Lanka's middle order, and was named man of the match. And J.P. Dumini recorded a hat trick for the South Africans. Captain A.B. de Villiers says it's one of South Africa's top performances.
It's up there with one of the best I've seen. Look, we've done some amazing things with the ball in hand before. I won't say it's the best, but definitely the most important performance in the most important game to date. So very proud of the way the guys stepped up to the plate, the way Dale and Carl started off, and then Mornay, who followed with a lot of heat, and then obviously the two spinners. Yeah, we just worked really well together as a bowling unit today, and the field has backed it up exceptionally well.
In reaching the Cricket World Cup semi-finals for the first time, South Africa's captain was asked about descriptions of the team as choking on big occasions. De Villiers says he doesn't mind the label, and the Proteas have a great attitude ahead of the semi-finals.
I truly believe that we feel really strong as a unit and confident going into the semi-finals. It, in the other side, well, in another breath, it means absolutely nothing. You're going to have to start over again, and the hard work starts now. Look, we didn't come all this way to just say that we made it to a semi-finals of the World Cup. We want to go all the way. We came here to win the World Cup, so our next hurdle is the semi-finals, and we'll try and find a way to get over that hurdle. But look, so I've still got hopefully 2 games to go. We haven't won the World Cup yet.
The Cricket World Cup continues on Thursday when neighbors India and Bangladesh battle in Melbourne, Australia. This cracker of a cricket quarterfinal is expected to draw a television viewing audience of more than 1 billion people in the South Asia region. On Friday, Australia will host Pakistan in the third quarterfinal in Adelaide. And on Saturday, New Zealand will host the West Indies in the capital, Wellington, with the winner of that match, as I mentioned, advancing to play South Africa on March 24th in Auckland, New Zealand. The other semifinal will be played March 26th in Sydney, Australia, and the Cricket World Cup final will be March 29th in Melbourne, Australia.
Voice of America!
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. Our African football guru, David Legg, has been looking at the recent action in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup club competitions. We're in the last 32 stage in both tournaments. This evening, David's focus is the Confederation Cup, and in running down the results, he says a couple of Malian clubs were victorious at home.
Ons Couture of Mali 2, Sahel of Niger 1. Africa of Ivory Coast 1, Etihad of Libya 1, Djeliba of Mali 2, Petrojet of Egypt 1, Hearts of Oak of Ghana 2, Olympic N'Gour of Senegal 1, Roya of Guinea 1, Clef of Algeria 0. Club Africain versus Dolphins, that match was not played because the Dolphins team arrived late. And although it has not been officially confirmed by CAF, it's pretty well taken for granted that Club Africain will be awarded a walkover. Better news for the other Nigerian club, Wari Wolves of Nigeria 2, Dedebit of Ethiopia 0. Athlete Shendi of Sudan 2, Etan Chieti of DR Congo 1. The Malik of Egypt 3, Rayon Sports of Rwanda 1. Fuz Rabat of Morocco 3, Port of Togo 0. Munama of Gabon 4, Power Dynamos of Zambia 0. Orlando Pirates of South Africa 2, Revenue Authority of Uganda 1. Young Africans of Tanzania 5, Platinum of Zimbabwe 1. Etoile Sahel of Tunisia 1. Benfica Luanda of Angola 0. Royal Leopard of Swaziland 2. Petro Atletico of Angola 2. And V Club of DR Congo 3. Ferroviario Beira of Mozambique 0. As I look through these results, Sunny, starting at the top, ASIC, one would have expected them to win at home to Etihad. A second half goal from Mohamed, giving the Libyans a 1-1 draw there. Hearts of Oak of Ghana, similarly to Ashanti Kotoko, a side that have fallen on hard times in 2000, where the African champions, they had to come from behind, and a late goal gave them a 2-1 home victory over N'Gour. Well done to Wari Wolves, a goal in each half, giving them a 2-0 lead over Dedebit of Ethiopia. And I'm confident that the Wolves will qualify for the draw of the last 16. The Malik of Egypt playing their first match since that tragic situation last month in Cairo, where 20 of their supporters were killed. Basically, the Zamalek supporters were trying to gain entry to the ground in Cairo. The police were refusing to let them in. Birdshot and tear gas were fired. There was a stampede, and the net result, 20 fatalities. Zamalek, in remembrance of that, they wore shirts that had Remember 20 emblazoned across the front. A very fitting tribute to those fallen fans. Zamalek winning by 3-1, and the veteran Ahmed Aid scoring 2 of those goals. Big win for Fuz Rabat of Morocco, 3-0 over Port of Togo. And a very impressive performance by Munana of Gabon, hammering the Zambians, Power Dynamos, 4-0. That is 12 goals, Sonny, now in 3 matches for the Gabonese. So they're clearly a side to watch. And barring a absolute collapse in a return match, they seem to be guaranteed to advance. Orlando Pirates were sitting pretty with a 2-goal lead going into stoppage time in Soweto against the Ugandan Revenue Authority. But then an own goal from Happy Jele, 3 minutes into stoppage time, halved that deficit. And no doubt in Kampala tonight, the Ugandans are dreaming of winning that return match and knocking out the former African champions, Orlando Pirates. Talking of former champions, Etoile Sahel, the only club that has won every CAF club competition. But they're taking a slender lead on the long trip south to Angola. They beat Benfica Luanda by just 1-0. Royal Leopard, as we mentioned on the previous show, pulled off an absolute sensation by knocking out Wits of South Africa. They won the return match 3-0 and then won the penalty shootout. But they found Petro of Angola tough opposition. In fact, the Angolans took the lead. Then the Swazis went 2-1 in front. And then the Angolans equalized. So it's all square there at 2-2. One would have to say that the balance is now tilted in favor of Petro Atletico ahead of the return match in Luanda. And aside, Sonny, I feel are one of the favorites for the Confederation Cup this year, V Club of DR Congo. Runners-up last year in the Champions League, an impressive side. They have lost a couple of their top players to CS Faction of Tunisia, but nevertheless, an impressive 3-0 home victory over Ferroviario Beira of Mozambique. And Mubele, who was one of the leading scorers in the Champions League last year, he scored after just 30 seconds and ended with a brace.
David, who are the leading scorers in the Confed Cup?
Unlike the Champions League, Sonny, plenty of sharpshooters in the Confederations Cup. And the man who's out in front is Amberout of Munana of Gabon. We mentioned that they have scored 12 goals, and he has grabbed five of them. Then quite a few players, Sonny, with three goals each, including Engassa and Tambwe, who both play for Young Africans in Tanzania. Boyogi, who plays for Munana. So between him and Amarush, that's eight of the 12 goals. We have Bushnaf of Itihad of Libya, also on three. Also on three is Fakadu of Dedabit of Ethiopia. Komlan from Port of Togo. Mabululu from Petro of Angola. C of Fasal in Liberia. And Sentongo of Revenue Authority of Uganda. Now, Sentongo, he was suspended for the first match against Pirates and could well be back for the return game. So that's an added threat to the Soweto club. So all in all, Sonny, it's going to be a tough second leg for those South Africans in Kampala.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. David mentioned that deadly stampede in Cairo last month that killed 20 football fans. In the wake of the violence, Egyptian authorities decided to suspend play in the domestic league. A quick update now. Matches will resume from March 30th in closed stadiums without fans. Once again, closed stadiums without fans. The decision was reached Wednesday during a government cabinet meeting that included the Interior Ministry, the Youth and Sports Ministry, as well as the Egyptian Football Association. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahya Wu.